CIA, FBI, and Bush administration officials have pieced together a clearer picture of how the terrorist action on September 11th was planned and financed, and its links to previous terrorist attacks. Also coming into clearer focus is the role of a Kuwaiti-born terrorist, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who some authorities suggest was a mastermind of the plot. Washington Post national security correspondent Walter Pincus has been reporting this story. He joins us now. First, let's talk about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Who is he, and what was his role in the September 11th plot?
Well, he was born in Kuwait, but he's not a Kuwaiti citizen, as Kuwait keeps saying. They don't want him made one of theirs. It comes from a Pakistani family that was living and working in Kuwait. He's educated. He is emerging as one of the key bin Laden associates. And he goes back at least to 1995 and some plots that were hatched out in the Philippines.
Was he a mastermind?
I think he appears to have been one of the intermediaries that dealt with Mohammed Atta and the actual people that, as the way Al-Qaeda worked, carried out the technicalities of the plot. It's really a multi-level operation where you have probably bin Laden and two of his then top aides, Ayman Zawahiri and Mohammed Atef, who was head of the military. Zawahiri was head of kind of policy and plotting. And bin Laden was really the sort of emotional and religious leader of the group.
And they were hatching the sort of the grand plan in Afghanistan. Is that what happened?
They got the ideas for this, although the attack on the World Trade Center was initially done in 93. And one of the interesting connections that Mohammed leaves you to is Ramzi Youssef, who was the brains behind the first World Trade Center attempt to bring them down in 1993, and after he was caught in 95, sort of told one of the FBI investigators who accompanied him when he's going from jail to the federal court where he's convicted, looked down because they flew over the World Trade Center, and he said, in effect, we will be back to do it sometime in the future.
Much of this information that's giving authorities a greater understanding of exactly how September 11th was plotted and its connection to these other terrorist acts is coming from Abu Zubaydah, the chief of operations for al-Qaeda, who was captured in Pakistan. How confident are the authorities that he's actually giving them good information and not sending them down on a wild goose chase?
As with all intelligence, there is a hesitancy on the part of some to totally trust Zubaydah, who was probably at the same or slightly lower operating level than Mohammed. But they had already had some information about Mohammed. And what I'm told is Zubaydah came in and sort of added to it and gave it some credibility, although it's Zubaydah who said that he was kind of the mastermind, and some of the people in intelligence I've talked to doubt that.
So what do authorities do with this picture of al-Qaeda that's emerging?
If it's, as I'm being told they think it is, or are working on, it's a small group at the top, a medium group that helps carry these things out, and then a group of soldiers who we're training in the Afghan camps and may number the thousands, but really can't operate without being told what to do. That they're really after a small group of people, and the fact that the leaders, bin Laden, Zawahiri, and Mohammed are on the run and Zubaydah is in prison, may make it much more difficult for them to carry out a plot like this, even to implement one already planned, than we had thought.
Thanks very much, Mr. Pincus.
You're welcome.
Walter Pincus covers national security issues for The Washington Post.